Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. It's Money Girl here on a Tuesday. Ooh, it's a spooky Tuesday. Why is it a spooky Tuesday? Because it happens to be Halloween. It also happens to be my favorite Australian's birthday. So I want to give a shout out to Ross. Happy birthday there in the frozen north. I just wanted to say, you know, just a shout out. Wanted to say thank you to the Splendificus Foundation for giving me this platform. So if y'all have seen the title of the episode, it's "The World is Crazy and Broken." But we don't have to be. And we also don't have to be broke. We've talked about this last week, how being emotionally resilient and making good financial decisions are linked. So, yes, the world is crazy. The world is broken. As a matter of fact, it's been so crazy that Money Girl had a little bit of a mental health crisis from Saturday night to, you know, about 24 hours of mental health crisis. And then as I was going through and prepping for the show, I realized, wait a minute, I have fallen into the same trap that I thought I had licked and I were telling you. Was telling you not to. You know that, one, Money Girl is the real deal. Two, I'm giving you nothing but realness. And three, it's Tuesday and we can start over. That's the beauty of every sunrise or if you're a vampire like me, sunset. Okay, so how do we do this? Well, okay, I came across one of my big triggers. So what is we each have our own triggers. There are things like I get my paycheck and I open it up and it goes and I go look at my bank deposit and it's not what I think it is. All those things, or if you're like me and you've been out looking for work and you don't even get a phone call, you basically get a letter saying, I'm sorry, we've decided to either close the position or go in another direction. There were many other your resume was stellar among all of our resumes. Yeah, I'm not strong enough to even get a phone call, but like I said, this is the realness. Okay, so that's one of the things. And one of the things that triggers is, at least for me, these feelings of being worthless. And personal life, there are some other things going on that also came down at the same time that just made me want to curl up in a ball. But, and if you look at all the things going on in the world, rating inflation, which, by the way, our glorious leaders say does not exist. Thank you, doublespeak. We are living in a time when Aldous Huxley and George Orwell are laughing their backsides off because, well, guess what? You know, it's like, well, we don't have to write this book. You're living it. Anyway, be that as it may, there are signs of hope. If you looked at a weather map, you know, there are parts of it where it's like 90 degrees today. Okay. I thought I had put away my shorts and t-shirts and flip-flops. But no. Apparently we're going to have one of those days where we're going to have, was fall coolness in the morning. Right now it's summer. Who knows what it's going to be later. But it is what it is. And who knows, it may be suitably a crisp fall for all the little goblins and ghoulies that are going to be coming out going, trick or treat. Which upon saying the magic words, we will load them up with sucrose and glucose and send them off to terrorize other people. Okay, so those are the things that make me hopeful. Yes, I had some things, and I realize now that they directly impacted my perception of what I thought I was worth, but that does not change what I am actually worth. It does not, and that is because we need to get our validation from within ourselves, not by what job we do, not by the stuff we have, okay? Jobs go away, stuff breaks, stuff burns down, stuff gets stolen. But the things that last, the things who we are inside, those don't change. People can't come in and steal your, well, I mean, yeah, people do definitely try to steal your vibe, man. Whether they are middle schoolers in scarves that should come with their own sunglasses, acting like crazy fools, not paying their fare, and being obnoxious, and then saying things that should never come out of anyone's mouth. You know, they're all trying to make things difficult for other people. And usually it's because they don't feel good about themselves, so they're going to try and just hurt you just because they can. So that is the emotional part. Well, how does this affect the financial? Let's see. When I am not feeling great about myself, when things are just sucking really hard, you know who my good buddies are, my go-to buddies? Ben and Jerry's and Cherry Garcia. Yeah, little bit of a weakness there. At $6 a pint or $7 a pint from 7-Eleven, maybe this is not the best financial decision. Remember, we talked about indulgence purchases. That definitely is an indulgence purchase. I'm not saying don't have an indulgence purchase. Don't have an allowance for that. Okay. Because we all do need, I'm not going to say need, I'm saying sometimes being able to have a small reward, say, hey, I've done well. The thing is, should you be rewarding yourself with food? Because that creates a whole other host of problems. I was listening to a libertarian commentator. Actually, they prefer to refer to themselves as libertarian, but they really are not. They really are pretty much, they're, I will say, center left, maybe. They're not exactly libertarian, and they tended to repeat some of the same untruths that have been found about people being broke and on food stamps. By the way, food stamps do not exist. They also say there's no such thing as a food desert, which absolutely is untrue. And Money Girl got a little triggered, not going to lie. Part of it is MG has a very strong sense of justice, what's right, what's wrong. And to say that these things, which have affected me personally, don't exist by some guy, graying guy in a shirt and tie with some expert gleaned from, I don't know, some policy think tank somewhere. It's frustrating. Was it triggering? Yes. Did I realize what the triggers were? Because I was ready to go hit up the fridge, go hit up the secret stash of baking chocolate. And I'm like, why am I giving these people power? You know the truth. You know, you've done the research. So I decided to use my voice. This is a technique that every single one of you can listen to. Every single one of us has a voice. We have a cause that, which we embrace, which means more to us. In my case, it's food security or food insecurity. Depends on who you talk to, how that's framed. It also means financial security. It means not having to worry about being from paycheck to paycheck. It means that if I want to have my cheeseburger on the third Thursday, I can do that. But it also means that I've made either other sacrifices to have that, or I've met other financial goals so that that's not my center focus. Okay? Is it a series of trade-offs? Yes. Always. We live in a society, and this is basic economics 101, right? They're going to say, oh, that's scarcity. No. We live in a series of finite bounds. There is a finite limit to the troposphere. There is a finite bound in which human beings can survive. There is a finite limit between where human beings can live and thrive. So we live in a world of finite bounds. We live in a world of limits. People go, oh, you should be able to go against the limits. Kate Raworth will disagree with you. She actually comes from the London Economic School. Okay, so this is no, but she does point out that there are dire consequences when you overshoot those limits. I drank her Kool-Aid for a while. Don't worry, remember, MG is not necessarily about extremes. We've talked about, you can't live at, oh, this super high energy level. I mean, I know people that can, Elon, who's the, you know, but the boy's crazy. I'm sorry. Elon, I mean it. Y'all nuts. Okay. And he not going to lie, he's a bit of a hoe. Okay. I mean, 12 children, 4 different women, and married to none of them, not providing a home or a place for these children to be raised with security and safety. None of that. Richest man in the world, just basically a hoe. Okay? I said it. Money girl said it. See how this world is crazy? We don't have to be. Each and every one of us can choose to do better, to realize that we each have our own worth, that I am not defined by my stuff, what I have, and that means what I have and do not have. Not even, but, well, maybe your friends and your associates, because other people will judge you, but then the question is, do you really care what other people think? Because you will be picked up, beat up, used, and abused. Your trust broken, your heart broken, maybe even your bones physically broken. But does that change your worth of who you are? Only if you let it. So I'm talking about how emotional resilience is financial resilience. If you know how to bounce back from having these really bad episodes, if you know how to value yourself, goals, it is possible to have financial comfort. And that looks different to everybody, right? For me, financial comfort is being able to have, now this is purely hypothetical, okay? Hypothetically, an extra $50 so that I can get maybe a treat or a new pair of shoes or something. Well, now here's where the financial security part comes. If I don't use that treat money, I'm going to take that, I'm going to go put it and tuck it away somewhere where I can't get to it, it's going to be out of sight, out of mind, and I'm going to let that grow for me. And yes, you can do it. There are savings, there are financial instruments where you can put in small amounts of money every month, whether it's 5, 10, whatever. I think generally they're looking for 10, but it's a small amount that you can put into a financial instrument. It is then where you cannot touch it, but it will continue to work for you. And by working for you, I mean growing for you. Okay? Once again, we are about 2/3 of the way through this show. And I wanted, to give a shout-out to the Splendificus Foundation, their commitment to mental health, to community mental health, and to this platform. If you haven't found it by now, We are working on creating a list of mental health services in our area so that people who want to, our listeners, can come and log in and get the help you need. Because while I'm talking about things that you can do personally, sometimes we all need more help. Money Girl does. Does that mean having a counselor or someone else that you can talk to? Yes. There are people in my family who are dealing with really heavy things and have been making positive changes in their lives. And do they have someone else to talk to on a professional basis? Yes, they do. And sometimes it makes all the difference. Okay. And sometimes, just like sometimes it going to someone you trust that's good with money, going to them and saying, hey, this is my idea. If you were making this financial decision, what would your choice be? Now, I will say you can listen to them, but at the end of the day, you have to make your own decisions because it is your life that you live. Okay? For instance, the guy with the University of Chicago master's in finance who lives in, let's say a plush condo by the marina is not going to have the same needs, wants, desires, financial goals as, say, a broke college graduate trying to pay for $150,000 of student loan debt. Very different. I cannot stress enough how being able to make clear-headed decisions, knowing your worth, it doesn't matter if someone's going to hand you a $20 bill and they stomp on it and they kind of crumple it and they tear it, okay? Do you still want this $20? And the answer is yes, because it doesn't matter what was physically done to it. It's still worth the full value of the $20. Well, I don't know about you, but I can think of a couple of things to do with that $20. I actually know someone said, well, you can put that in an index, a stock value index fund, and it'll grow for you. I'm not sure you and I are ready to do that on our financial journey. Honestly, for Money Girl, that's kind of long-range planning. We will get there. We'll get there together. But I think first we need to deal with how we remain. We talk about financial stability, but part of that is being emotionally stable, not being super manic like all the time or crashing and just, life is terrible. And it does sound like hyperbole, but I've been very close to some people where the sun could be shining at midday and all they see is this dark gray world. That's when you need to reach out and get them help. Because at that point, they need it. And they don't know, either don't know where to go, don't know how to ask, or they are reaching out, but they just don't know how. Okay? All of those things. And when you know someone that's in that kind of place, or heaven forbid, you are in that kind of a place, it's when you need people around you to help you show that there is a way forward, that there are bright spots. And maybe we'll just experiment and see if you can do just this one thing. Like, okay, the world is a dark, evil, horrible place. It's going crazy. What's one thing you can control? Can get up and make my bed. As a matter of fact, if you're in the military, that is what you do. You get up and you make your bed first thing before you do anything else, and you will have done the first thing on your checklist that day. We won't... So, I'm not making light of this by any stretch of the imagination, because it is real. The black dog, which is a code word for depression. And I mean deep, long-lasting. I'm not talking about 24-hour blues. I am talking about something that lasts for months. I'm talking about life with the black dog. So when you're in that place, you do not make financial decisions well. When you're in that place, things seem pointless. Well, why not just spend everything I have, because the world is going to be on fire? I actually know a couple people that are holding to that. Why buy a car? You know, the whole world is going to be on fire. Why buy a house? The whole world is going to be on fire. I'm just going to sit here with my garage full of food and just pretend. Not exactly the best. It actually is sort of an avoidance. And by that, by avoidance, I mean you're procrastinating. You're focusing on everything else but the thing in front of you. Why? Because doing the thing in front of you is hard. Like getting up and making your bed, because it seems pointless, it's only going to get messy again. Yes, it will. But in that, even if it's just hour before you just feel like you have to climb, crawl back under the covers and tell the world to collectively go away, even for those 60 minutes, you have done the most important thing. That's what we need to focus on. That's the big thing. You know, we are almost out of time for this week. I just wanted to serve you up some realness. You know, yeah, MG had a tough week this week. Next week, we will be back at 7 o'clock on Monday, even if it is super manic. So I want you to go look at splendificusfoundation.org for our mental health resources. I'll be working with Big Stats. He has some contacts in the field, and we will be looking at ways that we can provide a clickable list of things so that you can better your mental health, your emotional resilience, and work on your finances, because those are the big things that just make things so much better for people. In the meantime, have a happy Halloween showin', by the way, which is the original Gaelic. Okay? Enjoy your time today, because one, you have all the time in the world. Two, you can do this. Go forth and conquer, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Money Girl out.